I look at the branding of WWE, like the World Wrestling Entertainment, and what they do.
You're telling us what that was.
Kim has no idea. If you learn the Super Bowl commercial, she doesn't know football, let alone an even more niche of a sport.
Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, Church Communicator, we need to talk. I'm your host, Kim.
And I'm Zach, and you're listening to the Church Communications Group podcast, Hey, We Need to Talk. Hey, Church Communicators, we need to talk. Today, we're going to be talking about branding and how to incorporate branding into your graphics, and how deep does your brand have to go when you're creating content, when you're creating assets for sermon series, for events, even for social media. So today, we are joined with our friend Tika, who is literally our wizard of branding in Church Communications Group. She makes miracles out of things. She is phenomenal. There are times where I look at directions that churches have and I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. And then the next text message, Tika has this whole concept. And I'm like, you know, she did every single one of those and it looks great. So Tika's our go-to girl with branding. So Tika, you deal with this on a very consistent basis of churches coming to you and be like, we don't have a strong brand, or we have a really strong brand and we need to develop something. We need to develop a sermon graphic or an event graphic. How closely do you follow to the church's brand when incorporating a lot of these unique and creative elements that are needed?
Yeah, so there's a couple different parts, I think, that comes with that. It depends, one, what the design is going to be used for. So say we're designing something that is very outward focused. Someone's going to be, you know, coming into contact with it for, like, with our church for the first time with it. So I think, like, invite cards, info books, things like that, it should be pretty on brand to who your church is. Anything that's really sharing information about who your church is, it should be on brand, right? But if you want to think, you know, Easter, Christmas, sermon series, I think that I always say have fun with it. I don't think you need to always use your, you know, your church's colors, unless the series is about who your church is, then you should. But I think you can have freedom in that. But I will say it still needs to feel like your church. It still needs to feel like you. So even if we might not use all of the same fonts, all the same colors, when people see it, they shouldn't be like, oh, that's weird. That doesn't fit who we are in our church. It still needs to be something that feels like who you are and what you've designed before. So
talk me through this, because when I was working on church staff, I was responsible for creating our sermon series graphics and all of those. And I remember one, we were basically doing a series on, we called it We Believe or something of that nature. It was like, here's our core belief systems there. And when I developed it, I was putting in, background. It looked good. It's not that, I'm not talking about, did it look good? Did it not look good? I'm talking about, did it make sense or branding or wise? In the background, I was using statues of saints or different more liturgical elements. And we were not a liturgical church. Do you think that is an example of kind of going off brand for your church, even when you're developing something?
Yeah, I think that's a great example of when I say it needs to still feel like your church. Now, if you're going to be talking about those things during this series, maybe it could play into it. But yeah, we're not, there's certain things that you're like that. We don't either believe that, or that's not an image that falls within our denomination. And so that's a weird, icon or photo or something to use within that. But even to expand upon that, if you're using photos, if you're using anything like that, make sure your church demographic is represented through those images as well. Let's take that one step further. Who is your demographic of your church? Are we making sure that is fully represented, in our images that we're picking and choosing and using as well. So that's another similar example I think you could use within that.
That's really good. When should we be branding our graphics? And I say that in the sense of like, there's a lot of people, a lot of churches that believe like everything we put on social media needs to have our church logo on it. Everything that we put in front of people needs to have our church logo on it. What are our thoughts when it comes to when and how often and where should we be branding our graphics?
Yeah. So I think when it comes to social media, anything that you feel is probably going to be very like heavily shareable or shared should probably have, you know, some kind of logo or callback to your church on it. You know, I actually just gave this example to a church yesterday, creating, you know, for Easter, you're creating, here's a story that you can fill in, like circle what time you're going to come to our Easter service. What are you looking forward to the most? Things like that. Who do you want to invite? Tag that person. Your logo should probably go on that. Your Easter branding should probably go on that because it's going to be very highly used throughout. If we're talking like print marketing, I think if you're doing an invite card, sending things out, those absolutely should have your logo on it. You want people to know who you are and kind of the callback to that. But if we're just, you know, if you're sharing a picture or like a sermon quote, that doesn't always necessarily have to have your branding on it, but it should still feel, as you're designing it, feel like your church. It's going to have your church name on it if they share the post. There's going to be some kind of callback there anyway, but anything that you're putting out there that there's no, you know, no way to get back, you should absolutely put your branding on it.
Nice. Yeah. I wonder when we look at branding and we look at graphics, the creativity allowed behind either, right? So often, and this happens probably a little more in student ministry, we look at the church's brand and we go, blah, like don't love it, don't like it, don't really want to use it. So we start to adjust it and become creative with it. We start to use our own, take the logo and turn it into our own colors because the colors of the church are too Panera Bread or whatever. Getting creative with your brand versus getting creative with a graphic. Where would we probably encourage them to not get creative or to go ahead and be creative when it comes to these different areas?
Yeah. So I think there's a balance and a fine line. One, I think you have to first fully understand the brand first before you can even get creative with it. That's the first thing. You need to understand. And the brand, it's more than like, oh, I know what my colors are. I know it's, you know, who is my church? How do we speak? Who are we? How do we want to present ourselves? That needs to be fully understood first before you even adjust anything. But I think like, don't make the logo a color that like probably isn't within your branding. But also like, let's look at who the audience is and what's the intent for this. So if we're, you know, just creating a slide that's going to happen in student ministry or a background, or we're having a fun like event or something like that. You can be creative with that, you know, like you can have fun with it. You can, you know, kind of go out of the spec of your normal branding. But if we're creating something that's going to go maybe out to all parents and or like an invite to invite more students, like it can be student ministry focused and maybe a little bit more fun. But like, let's have some callbacks to our church brand, our colors, just even if it's just like a hint of it, because we do want to feel cohesive. If we're all over the place trying to do whatever we want, where is the trust within that brand? That's why brand's there, to create trust, consistency, recognition. And we just don't, if we're kind of all over the place, it's like, wait, who is this? Where is this? What's happening? And then there's bigger conversations. Do we need to talk about student branding? Do we need to talk about kids branding? Do we need to find ways to make it harmonious throughout those ministries. And that's a whole nother conversation we can have. So,
hey, Church Communicator, I have a secret group for you. So you can join me and 35,000 of my other favorite church communicators on our Facebook group, Church Communications Group. This is going to be a great place for you to be resourced and ask other church communicators and like-minded individuals on the questions that you might have, and even throw in a funny meme if you would like. So join our community. We would love to have you, and we can't wait to see you over there. Tika, I don't think I've ever thought of it in that component is like, even within, like, we're using youth ministry, but, like, I mean, it's a larger thing that we could talk about. We talk about kids ministry, women's ministry, whatever it is. You have that level of creativity with the students. You know, you're going to have those cool geometrics, neons, like all of those that we love to do. But even though that there is that permissible aspect of it, I like that what you said in that we have to know our audience, because that neon, all of that, like, does not translate super well to parents. And it's not that they're worried about the parents are not worried about the cool factor of your youth ministry or your kids ministry. They more so are these people equipped to take care of my child, both physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and being very aware of that audience is paramount to the trust that you have. Like those neons and all of that, cool. If parents go, they're going to have a great time, but are these people professionals? Are they experts? Yes. Are they safe for this job? And so being less creative in some realms is really important. And I've never thought about that, but that's something that people should be thinking through. Like, who exactly am I communicating to? The same thing with like VBS and stuff, because same principle applies. Yep. But the question I do have for you is like branding, and we had a bonus podcast episode in January regarding branding where it was a full conversation. And so we talked about some of those different elements of branding, that it's more than just your font, it's more than just your color. Now, what do you think are the non-negotiables that in creativity, like we say, have fun, be creative, but what do you think are the non-negotiables that we cannot deviate away from here in the circumstances? What are some of those like parameters that we have to work within, whether you like that we can build our creativity around?
Yeah. So if we're talking about going further in branding, right, we talk about the voice of the church, and that includes your mission, your values. Those are non-negotiables. That should be across all ministries, all platforms, all things. That's who your church is. That's who you're trying to reach. And so when we're designing things, when we're putting text on things, all of that is absolutely non-negotiable. The heart, the soul, the DNA of who you are should not change whatsoever. And then if we want to get practical, like your logo should not change, you know, that's like non-negotiable. And you should have some kind of brand guideline that says like you cannot or should not do X, Y, and Z. Not too strict that you keep yourself from being creative a little bit, but we're not going to change the logo. We're not going to mess with that. I think that's a complete non-negotiables. Colors, I think you could negotiate a little bit. Font, it's sticky, right? I think that your fonts were chosen for a reason. And so if we're talking about legibility, especially in written content, just use your paragraph font that you have, just do it. It's totally fine. But maybe you can add a little fun accent font here and there. That's negotiable. So things like that, I think, you know, that's, I think, where I would stand within that.
Yeah. And some of the rule of thumb that like it comes with, you know, I specialize in that social media realm. So I'm always thinking like, how can we change our colors around to fit social media? But what you said is very thought provoking, is that like our colors and our font was chosen for a reason.
Right.
You know, probably most people have not thought super, they're like, that's a cool font. Let's be real. Not everybody philosophically went through everything the way that we probably would have or should have. But there are things that your colors represent. Like, what does that shade of your brand color represent? What is being communicated there? I don't want to lose that essence. So I may change a shade. I may change something the shade of it. I may even move a little bit to a different color, but like, I don't want to lose the essence of what that color was, say.
Right. And I think sometimes people are like, you're thinking too much about it. And say, actually, we're not though. Like psychologically, mm-hmm. think of like when you see branded things or when you get something in the mail, it does provoke an emotion and a response. And so that is kind of important. And especially when someone's experiencing your church for the first time, they might not have any outside context. Like, what is that first? Because yes, we can say their first experience with us is when they walk through the door, but it's not. They're on our website. They're checking your social media. They may have received something in the mail. That's actually the first contact that we have with them and the first experience they have. So what kind of experience do you want someone to have?
So
that's
true.
Important.
So true. Tika, I'm going to take a big, quick turn here. I would love, just throw you out there. I would love for our audience to hear from you. Like, is there a brand, no matter what, is there a brand out there that you just like absolutely love? And you're like, they are on point with their brand. The brand looks good. It communicates well. They are refreshing it every 3-5 years or whatever. And I love what they're doing with that. Is there like a brand that stands out to you that like as an example for all of us?
Honestly, do you know who, this is going to sound so cliche. Adobe always has done a really good job with branding.
That's a great one there. Yes.
They really have. They keep it very simple. They've adjusted like a few times, but you know, all of their icons, you see them, you know, they're Adobe products. They're different colors depending on what product it is. And it's very recognizable, but they're very cohesive.
Yeah.
They're in the design world. So you'd hope that they would be really good at their branding. But yeah, I think actually Adobe probably, at least like the branding of their products, they've always just done a really good job. And they do adjust it every once in a while. And they're always updating that, you know, creative suite.
Yeah.
That's why we got pay monthly for it.
They are. They're going to update it regularly. So, you know, they need that extra cash. But no, that's really good. And I think it's one of those things that like, we look past that. We just sign into Adobe. We just use the product. We're not actually understanding what that brand is doing to us. Because if you think about it, like they were even more squared off. Now they've got more of the rounded edge.
The rounder.
Yes, the colors, like they haven't changed the color of Photoshop, but the color is more vibrant and a little more metallic now without just like the solid blue.
And the background of their icon is dark. Because most of Apple's stuff is light. So theirs is darker with a bright, you know, with the bright word, like the text. So it pops against all of the other icons that are on the bottom of your screen.
So good. So you guys, you know, as you're going about, look at brands, look at how things are when you're signing onto social media, look at Instagram, look at Facebook, see those brands. Honestly, like I follow on Instagram, I follow a ton of branding, different companies and they're always putting out there like, here's a new brand that I'm designing. What do you think of this versus this? Or this was the old logo and this is the refreshed logo or whatever. Mm. And I love seeing that because it makes my eyes open up to things in a whole different way. And almost like when those churches come and go, we need to rebrand everything. We need a new logo and we need everything. Do you, or do you just need to freshen it up a little bit more? Because you've already put your brand out there. People know who you are. Do you just need to refresh it, get it into the, you know, 20th century if you're not? Or do you really need to go and rebrand everything?
Yeah. Kim, just to throw even in, like, because people do, that logo is a really important thing of like that constant like refreshing, and churches are kind of like, well, what does that look like instead in comparison of changing the whole essence? And this is an interesting and like maybe like a weird example and a very niche example is I look at the branding of WWE, like the World Wrestling Entertainment. And what they do,
you're telling us what that was.
Kim has no idea. If you learn the Super Bowl commercial, she doesn't know football, let alone an even more niche of a sport.
I was thinking it was like animals. Isn't there like an animal one?
There's
like,
a WWF, which
is that the animals?
But what's really interesting about them is, because I was just like looking at, like, they just moved to Netflix. So they are now, their show's on Netflix, first time taking off of cable TV.
Yeah.
But what they do is every time they switch a network, or even every time they kind of move into like a different era, whether it's changing their parental guides, like they're changing their different audiences, they always tweak their logo just a little bit. And you can even see over the past, I would say the past 25 years, the changes of all of their logos, and it switches with their brand. It leans into it. Like, they were on Spike TV at one point, and it's very, in 2003, they were a little bit more like edgier, and that is represented in the logo. Now they're on Netflix, and so you see that that logo move a little bit more modern, feels a little bit more Netflix-y. So they're very aware of their progressions, and they changed their logo even according to the progressions there. So I think if you're at a church and you're like, well, how do I get from point A to point B in my logo without this massive drastic difference? I would look up their progression of their logos and their TV episode logos, because you'll see how they make those little switches over time.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
If you would like more information about the Church Communications Group, visit us online at churchcommunications.com. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.